This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A cash-only bond of $300 was set for Caden Bogda Tuesday by Rock County Judge Aaron Wilson. Bogda is the man who allegedly assaulted a Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club coach at Steamboat Resort January 4th by punching him in the head multiple times and possibly causing serious injuries. Charges include assault in the second degree, reckless endangerment, failure to remain on the scene of a skier versus skier crash. Steamboat Resort has confirmed that Bogda's ski pass has been suspended. Judge Wilson ordered Bogda to have no contact with Steamboat Resort or the victim in the case. District Attorney Matt Carson had asked for $5,000 bond, describing the incident as unhinged, unprovoked violence that placed many people, including children, at risk. A court date was set for 10 a.m. Tuesday, January 28th. 34-year-old Jessica Lear of Steamboat Springs has been sentenced to 5 years in the Larimer County Community Corrections for distribution of a controlled substance that was fentanyl. It caused the death of Serena Nichols in March last year. Regarding Wolf introduction, U.S. House Representatives Jeff Hurd, Lauren Boebert, Jeff Crank, and Gabe Evans of Colorado have released a joint statement. It says Colorado farmers and ranchers are being slighted and ignored during the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado. The statement's asking the incoming Trump administration to take immediate action by stopping further introduction of wolves into the United States. And Helica Salinas was sworn in Tuesday to the Rout County Board of County Commissioners.
I am super excited to get to work and to start serving the people of Rout County who elected me. It's really an honor to serve as Rout County Commissioner, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work for our great community.
She replaces Tim Corrigan, who's retiring from the job after 12 years as a Rout County Commissioner.
You know, I'm really excited to have spent the last 12 years of my life being a Rout County Commissioner. It was the honor of my life. I hope that I left Rout County in a place as good as I found it, and my charge to the incoming commissioners is to do the same.
Commissioner Tim Redmond from Hayden was also sworn in for another term. Also, four new members were elected to the Rout County Fair Advisory Board. They are Nancy Wilson, Tess Metzger, Courtney Anderson. Tina Decker's renewing her term. In Moffitt County, Tony Bouyer and Melody Villard were sworn in for another term as well.
Commissioner Bouyer and myself are the first commissioners to ever be sworn in here at the new Moffitt County Courthouse. And I think I can speak for both of us when I say we're looking forward to tackling the challenges and taking full advantage of seeking opportunity for Moffitt County in the next 4 years.
They joined Donald Broom on the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners. He wasn't up for re-election. Commissioner Villard will be the commission chair. Also Tuesday morning, Judge Billy George Hertzke was sworn in as district court judge for the 14th Judicial District. He was raised in Hayden, went to Meeker High School. Judge Hertzke replaces Judge Michael O'Hara, whose term ended Monday after just over 22 years. Tonight, legendary sports broadcaster Vern Lundquist is speaking at Steamboat Art Museum. The program starts at 6:30. The Stand Group, which is Steamboat team to disrupt anti-Semitism and discrimination, has a presentation of African-American experiences in Rout County. That's at 5 o'clock today in Library Hall. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.